From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 101 degrees in Topeka, 98 in Lawrence, 100 in Manhattan. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, a special report on rural hospital cybersecurity. Small hospitals, rural hospitals, quite vulnerable to cyber attacks if they can't afford the latest defense software. Google and Microsoft are offering some free help, but only for a year. We will look into that. Also, last week on national TV, the pure joy of vice presidential candidate Tim Walz's special needs son was on full display, and families that find themselves in similar circumstances could 100% relate to that.
For people like us to see Gus and see the love of his family towards him, it was very, very moving, and I felt important.
Tina Brown will talk with us about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
We do have a heat advisory in effect for the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight. An ozone alert in effect for the greater Kansas City metro. It is 100 degrees in Manhattan, 98 in Abilene.
Support for NPR is NPR News.
The Covenant School shooting in Nashville started a gun debate in a very conservative state. Some moms of students grew up as Republican gun owners and lobbied their own party to pass gun control legislation after the shooting.
I was in shock that nothing happened.
Covenant School moms on how they don't feel listened to on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition coming your way with Layla Fadel, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas with flexible individual and family dental insurance options, including dental implant coverage. More at deltadentalks.com/shop.
Up next, we have news headlines. Don't forget, there's a heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight.
One of Gaza's last functioning hospitals was emptied out as the Israeli military ordered more evacuations nearby. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports it was the main hospital serving central Gaza.
Hundreds of patients have fled Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah. The hospital had been overflowing, as many other medical facilities are no longer operational in Gaza after more than 10 months of war. The Israeli military stressed that Al-Aqsa was not part of recent evacuation orders, but heavy fighting is getting closer. On Sunday, Doctors Without Borders reported that an explosion just a few hundred feet away from the hospital triggered panic among patients fearing for their safety. The Israeli military says it is operating in the area to dismantle infrastructure used by Hamas. There have been numerous evacuation orders for central and southern Gaza in recent weeks, pushing people into a steadily shrinking humanitarian zone.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. It's a doubly dangerous weather day in the Kansas City metro area. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. And we also have the season's first ozone alert. Sam Zeff has more.
The Mid-America Regional Council has issued an orange alert for today, which means the air is unhealthy for people with respiratory diseases like asthma. Mark says people in such sensitive groups should limit prolonged outdoor activity. Mark also says this is the latest in the year it has issued an ozone alert in at least 15 years. This is very different from last year when Mark posted 16 ozone alerts, the second most in the last 20 years. The record is 29 in 2012. I'm Sam Zeff.
A dead body found inside a wrecked truck is believed to be that of 42-year-old Jonathan Clayton, the interim city clerk in Peabody, who has been missing since August 3rd. Jay Schaefer has more.
The KBI says a truck registered to Jonathan Clayton was discovered Sunday afternoon in a field in Harvey County. Investigators think that truck was driven off the road where it crashed into a tree. Around the time Clayton went missing, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money also appeared to go missing in Peabody, where Clayton was in charge of tracking it. Before becoming the interim city clerk in Peabody, Clayton worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he was in charge of millions of dollars in COVID pandemic aid. Prior to that, he'd been convicted of financial crimes in Pennsylvania. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Kansas political leaders support a federal decision not to demand water for an important wildlife refuge in south central Kansas. But conservationists are frustrated. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Under Kansas law, the wetlands at Quivirit National Wildlife Refuge have a right to more water, but farmers use that water to irrigate crops. For now, the federal government won't ask Kansas to seek irrigation cuts. Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall said he's optimistic that a mandate isn't necessary and that farmers are working on their own to use less water. But Audubon of Kansas says this voluntary approach has failed for decades. Some years, the wetlands are almost entirely dry, hurting wildlife. Hundreds of thousands of migrating birds stop there each fall and spring. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes... This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
In our next half hour, a Latino civil rights group is asking for a federal investigation after a Texas state voter fraud probe targeted activists. We will learn about a particularly contagious and lethal type of bird flu in Australia. Big concerns for that nation's poultry industry, all coming up along with news headlines here in the next 30 minutes on KPR. It's 98 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. We do still have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Take it easy out there. The time is 4 o'clock.
News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
101 degrees in Topeka, 97 in Lawrence, 100 in Manhattan. There's a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for the entire KPR listening area.
This is All Things. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. You will find us at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at Kansas Public Radio, made possible by listeners just like you.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to get an overview of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified after the U.S. Civil War. It's full of lofty phrases like due process and equal protection and, you know, liberty. But what do those words actually guarantee? We will examine it coming up shortly on KPR. Also in this next half hour, our Community Spotlight Organization of the Month is Lawrence Community Orchestra. We will have a conversation with the music director and conductor coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, Destiny is your host. Evening Classical with Destiny. Taking a trip to Paris this week, your guides will be Mozart and Gershwin. Two very different takes on Paris. Also, a harmonica fantasia. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. The time is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 97 degrees in Lawrence, 98 in Atchison, 98 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today as another slate of corporate earnings and reports on inflation are expected later this week. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A dead body found inside a wrecked truck is believed to be that of 42-year-old Jonathan Clayton, the interim city clerk in Peabody. He's been missing since August 3rd. KPR's Jay Schaefer reports.
The KBI says a truck registered to Jonathan Clayton was discovered Sunday afternoon in a field in Harvey County. Investigators think that truck was driven off the road where it crashed into a tree. Around the time Clayton went missing, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money also appeared to go missing in Peabody, where Clayton was in charge of tracking it. Before becoming the interim city clerk in Peabody, Clayton worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he was in charge of millions of dollars in COVID pandemic aid. Prior to that, he'd been convicted of financial crimes in Pennsylvania. I'm Jay Schaefer.
An outbreak of about 50 tuberculosis cases has been confirmed in a Wyandotte County community. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that's more cases than the entire state recorded all of last year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the chief infectious disease expert for the University of Kansas Health System. He says an outbreak often comes down to community dynamics.
What are the living situations in those communities? Is it multi-generational? What are they doing as a community to be close together? I think you have to understand all of those dynamics.
Hawkinson says the outbreak does not represent a major risk to the general public, despite the comparatively large number of cases. Kansans in Dodge City will soon have safer and more reliable drinking water. As Kaylin Moore reports, the city secured a $14.2 million federal grant for a major infrastructure update.
The extra funding from the Build Kansas Matching Fund will help Dodge City update its water infrastructure, which can be costly. In rural parts of Kansas, many homes are stuck with old lead pipes and outdated water treatment centers. The money will also support a project to pump recycled wastewater back into the Arkansas River, slowly recharging the underground aquifer where the water comes from. Officials say the completed project will result in 1.3 billion gallons of recycled water and higher quality drinking water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Larned.
A quick update on the weather situation. We do still have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. There is an ozone alert for the greater Kansas City metro area. You can check on ozone and other pollutants at airtest.gov. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, then clearing with a low in the lower 70s, highs back into the mid-90s for Wednesday. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is
Old. America isn't ready for the wars of the future. Thanks very much to you both.
Thanks, Mary Louise. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Kansas Public Radio has always had us bring that awareness that sharing classical music together is a beautiful thing that's not for one population or another. It's for all of us to share together.
Dr. Rachel Dirks is the music director and conductor of the Lawrence Community Orchestra. She visited with KPR's Kay McIntyre. The Lawrence Community Orchestra is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month. In the background now, we're listening to the Lawrence Community Orchestra performing the intermezzo from Bizet's Carmen with Aaron Wood on harp and Sarah Frisoff on flute. You can find out more about the orchestra and their upcoming season at lawrenceorchestra.org. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will tell you about the arrest of the CEO of the messaging platform Telegram. He was arrested in France over the weekend. French authorities have been investigating whether Telegram has been facilitating illegal activities. We will also talk about the contentious issue of taxes on tips. Could you just call your entire salary a tip and then not pay taxes? We will examine that coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
This is All Things Considered from
Texas. NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. Mostly clear tonight and humid, a low in the mid-70s. Remember, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for the entire KPR listening area. It's 5 o'clock.
.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
96 degrees in Lawrence, it is 5:06.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, since 1982 installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon as we head into the evening hours. Keep in mind we do have a heat advisory throughout the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight. Check on your neighbors. Put some extra water out for your animals. We're seeing some cloud cover here over Lawrence, which has cooled things down to a frigid 94 degrees. It's 96 in Topeka. More sunshine in Manhattan and Abilene, though. 100 degrees in Manhattan, 98 in Abilene, 98 down in Chanute as well. So kind of running the gamut, but it's still just very humid and hot. Drink more water. Wear loose, light-colored clothing. Take it easy if you have to be outside a lot.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, a report on cybersecurity for rural and small hospitals, and also tell you about a piece of Major League Baseball history happening today, coming up here on KPR. Humid tonight, low, only getting down to the mid-70s. Hot again tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. The time is 5:20.
That nothing happened.
Covenant School moms on how they don't feel listened to on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Start off your morning with Layla Fadl, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer, bringing you up to date on the latest news from all over the world, all over the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science, National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
The time is 5:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A dead body found inside a wrecked truck has now been confirmed as that of 42-year-old Jonathan Clayton, the interim city clerk in Peabody, who's been missing since August 3rd. Jay Schaefer has some details.
The KBI says a truck registered to Jonathan Clayton was discovered Sunday afternoon in a field in Harvey County. Investigators think that truck was driven off the road where it crashed into a tree. Around the time Clayton went missing, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money also appeared to go missing in Peabody, where Clayton was in charge of tracking it. Before becoming the interim city clerk in Peabody, Clayton worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he was in charge of millions of dollars in COVID pandemic aid. Prior to that, he'd been convicted of financial crimes in Pennsylvania. I'm Jay Schaefer.
An outbreak of about 50 tuberculosis cases has been confirmed in a Wyandotte County community. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that's more cases than the entire state recorded all of last year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the chief infectious disease expert for the University of Kansas Health System. He says an outbreak often comes down to community dynamics.
What are the living situations in those communities? Is it multi-generational? What are they doing as a community to be close together? I think you have to understand all of those dynamics.
Hawkinson says the outbreak does not represent a major risk to the general public, despite the comparatively large number of cases. Kansans in Dodge City will soon have safer and more reliable drinking water. As Kaylin Moore reports, the city secured a $14.2 million federal grant for a major infrastructure update.
The extra funding from the Build Kansas Matching Fund will help Dodge City update its water infrastructure, which can be costly. In rural parts of Kansas, many homes are stuck with old lead pipes and outdated water treatment centers. The money will also support a project to pump recycled wastewater back into the Arkansas River, slowly recharging the underground aquifer where the water comes from. Officials say the completed project will result in 1.3 billion gallons of recycled water and higher quality drinking water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Larned.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd completed his images of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz on Sunday on a farm near the Kansas River. A portrait of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz now covers a quarter acre just outside Lawrence. When world-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd completed the Harris portrait last month, he left room for her running mate in a plot of adjacent land. It turns out that Walz was a little harder to portray than Harris. Hurd said that the white hair was the biggest challenge. And at first he used white sand, but he said it didn't look right. He didn't get the color right till Sunday. He eventually used white wood chips. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
From NPR News, this is
To Your Morning.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too. We're always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Stay tuned. Whole another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come in our next 30 minutes. The August 2020 police shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin sparked massive unrest, and the turmoil is still in mind for some voters in that key swing state.
I think our law enforcement had all kinds of support from Trump, and they will again if Trump is elected.
Kenosha, Wisconsin, 4 years later, plus the perils of a new strain of bird flu in Australia. Serious concerns for the poultry industry there. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Natalie Parker, launching her new horror novel, Come Out, Come Out, on August 28th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
The time is 10 minutes before 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Amazon Music, Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/adfree. From Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. News headlines coming your way in just about 60 seconds. Keep in mind, we do still have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. It's 6 p.m.